On this week's House Matters, Cockpit Country declared a protected area, and Prime Minister announced his constituency improvement program. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. In Parliament on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the boundaries of the Cockpit Country and declared it a protected area. Mr. Holness said Cabinet decided to extend the existing Cockpit Country, Litchfield-Matheson's Run, and the Fife and Rankin Forest Reserves to take in the broadleaf forest in close proximity to these areas. As a result of the decision, the Prime Minister said no mining will be permitted in the Cockpit Country, and any existing mining licenses will be adjusted to close the area to any such activity. The Mining Act will also be adjusted to reflect this new position.
The government is of the view that this area is too valuable in terms of its ecological and hydrological importance and uniqueness to allow mining which may result in permanent and irreversible harm and deprive future generations of the benefits of this national asset.
The Prime Minister adds that the area to be protected will include existing forest reserves, significant hydrological and ecological features, as well as cultural and heritage sites. The National Identification System, NIDS, has been passed into law. In piloting the bill's passage in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness addressed a number of concerns raised by members of the opposition about the penalties for not having the new ID.
Though there is a fine of $100,000, it is a maximum. The judge can use their discretion, and I am expecting that the judge would. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, we have removed the option of imprisonment. Totally removed it.
The other concern, requiring members of the public to present a national ID number to access services from government agencies, was also addressed.
But we have made sure to write in a protection in the event of health or something that is life-threatening or a natural disaster or a national emergency. Then the system of requiring an identification card could be suspended. So we are not here seeking to deprive the citizens of Jamaica of their rights.
Mr. Holness also reassured the public that the government will put the necessary legislation in place to protect their right to privacy. $10 million have been allocated to all 63 constituencies for patching and cleaning works across the island. Prime Minister Andrew Holness told Parliament that the works will include repairing damaged roadways, as well as improving disaster resilience in several communities.
We are proposing that we use $4 million for bushing and drain cleaning, $4 million for patching of potholes, and $2 million for the general cleanup of urban towns and rural townships. The funding for this program, Mr. Speaker, will come from Tourism Enhancement Fund, the Road Maintenance Fund, and the Consolidated. The program of works is to be jointly completed by the National Works Agency, the National Solid Waste Management Authority, and I expect that all members of Parliament will quickly get into gear and work with the technocrats to ensure a smooth implementation process. I expect that this program will make a significant difference in the lives of many residents who traverse the island's road network.
Mr. Holness told the House that the funds will not be used for extensive road repairs, as this will be carried out under a separate program.
I want to say that the government expects that in the execution of the works, that the people of Jamaica will get value for each dollar spent. I'm going to hold the technocrats responsible for the quality of the work to be undertaken. I have noted the concerns about the quality of some of the works undertaken in recent times. I want to assure the people of Jamaica that I expect quality for work under this program.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for more happenings in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.